It used to be somewhere around one person in every 65 in the U.S. fell on the autism spectrum. But Carrie Sandhaus with the advocacy group Autism McLean says the numbers have shifted either because diagnosis is better or it's happening more frequently.
Current CDC statistics tell us that one in 45 young people are on the autism spectrum.
That means about 3,900 people in McLean County are autistic. Brian Peel is one of them.
We want to work. We want to be included in the community. We want to, you know, we want to have that kind of lifestyle.
Peel says people on the spectrum need the same things people without that disability need: social outlets, places to recreate, things to do, and work. Autism McLean and Mark First, a group that serves those with disabilities, are working together to show businesses and people that it's not as hard as you might think to include people on the autism spectrum in a workforce or a public place. Peel works in the laundry room at the Uptown Marriott Hotel. He says many people like him can succeed in the workplace. They just need a little assist.
The job coaching, the check-ins, that's predominantly what the services I receive. I will let the job coach know of anything, whether it's duty change, personnel change, new equipment, yes.
There are reasons people with autism make good workers. Marriott manager Jeff Pritz says his business averages 50 to 100% turnover per year, making training a tough and ongoing issue.
You really look at the idea of the length of tenure that we've had here. It's nothing but outstanding. I can tell you, Brian, if you ever missed a day of work, if I could say that for every associate here, I can only imagine the benefits, the economic benefits I would have as a hotelier. It's been one of our success stories of the hotel here.
The accommodations a person with autism needs are not always complicated. Carrie Sandhaus of Autism McLean says they just have to be tailored to the individual.
It could be as simple as finding a quiet room for someone, meeting one-on-one, letting them wear noise-blocking headphones because of sensory sensitivities, things like that.
Autism is a hidden disability. Marty Murphy says she runs into that all the time.
I've had people who have said to me, you don't look autistic, you don't act autistic. Yeah, I can't count matches or toothpicks when you drop them. I don't sit in a corner and spin plates. I'm very thorough. I'm very specific.
Murphy says she has sensory issues. She's sensitive to sound. She chews on things at work, just something to have in her mouth that looks like a sucker to keep her focused.
I sat on a ball. Sitting on the ball, there was actually a clause that I couldn't hop too far on the ball. There's sort of a butt clause. You can't have too much air between your butt and the ball. Because, you know, you get on those things, kind of like a hoppity-hippity-hop.
Other accommodations can be very slight. Weighted gloves, weighted vests, something like dark glasses to keep out fluorescent lights that hurt the eyes. The Marriott's Jeff Pritz says the job coaches provided by Mark First help create the fit between worker and workplace.
Some we see job coaches only whenever there's a major change. We've changed up their equipment or we've changed into a new product and we've changed the routine. And others, we have job coach every single day. They're on the lower end of the spectrum and they need assistance to execute their job the entire day.
Some of the longest tenured Marriott associates, Pritz says, are people with autism. And it's not a disruption of the workplace culture to create a friendly workplace. He says you just make it part of training for everyone.
From the moment we hire, we talk about working in a very diverse workforce. And diverse workforce means more than just race or background, it's the different folks that work for us. So we have been extremely successful here. We've never had a single issue with any of our folks that need job coaches or need assistance to work through here.
That's not to say the job always works. Pritz says a bellman had trouble with train sounds, and then the job description came to include driving. After several transfers, that person left. But Pritz says it does work out with many people.
We have folks that have job coaches that work in banquets, restaurants, coffee shop, laundry, housekeeping, in all of our different areas, so we can definitely keep it open to a wide variety.
One of the steepest barriers for someone on the autism spectrum is getting through the interview process. Mike Matika of Autism McLean says even though people on the spectrum often have college degrees and a variety of skills and qualifications,
they don't always have the social skill to go through a very friendly kind of interview process because they need, again, accommodation there to pinpoint the skill, but also pinpoint how that fits into an employer's needs.
Mark First says nationally, 20% of people with disabilities are employed. In Illinois, only 10%. Part of the reason for that low number is the traditional interview format for job applicants. Online applications can help, but Carrie Sandhaus says Country Financial in Bloomington also has a program that provides internships to those with disabilities. That gives them time to prove what they can do.
But they don't have to go through the usual process of an interview. In that win-win situation, the employer can see exactly what that individual can do, and the individual can get, you know, acclimated to the job, would have a job coach to help them get acclimated, and then if at the end of that internship they want to hire them, often that's the case.
Social acceptance is also important. Space for discussion and doing things together.
Before I started working with Autism McLean, I spent an awful lot of time in my room.
Marty Murphy says a lot remains to be done, but there are now some opportunities. She says LA Fitness is autism friendly. Occasionally there are youth leagues and other outlets.
The Normal Community Library has begun an autism cafe, which is an excellent place to socialize.
The Kiwanis Club in Bloomington Normal also has an Action Club, which is an autism social group. Jackie Mace, the president of Autism McLean, says they do things like rent a banquet room or the Children's Discovery Museum to provide a safe space outlet.
AMC actually did sensory-friendly movies for children and their families. So lights turned up a little bit so it's not so dark, sound not quite so loud.
Other groups such as Easter Seals do autism-based vacation Bible schools, sports camps for those with disabilities, respite nights, and other structured activities. State Representative Dan Brady has a son who was on the autism spectrum. He says this autism-friendly community effort by Autism McLean and Mark First is very important because of the limits of official life.
When I'm on committees and parents are testifying and we're looking for dollars for everything, from autism research, list goes on, we can't be everything to all people with some of the challenges that we face. So when that happens, you have great people, great businesses, great organizations that step to the plate to make a difference.
Autism McLean says anymore it's difficult to find someone who doesn't know someone on the spectrum. They hope that after this campaign, when you meet someone with autism, you'll know enough to greet them in a friendly way. I'm Charlie Schlenker, WGLT News.